Ayem Yem Yutas Odashene. Rav Meisha Meislis Siper. Rav Meisha Meislis, a choset from the Alter Rebbe, related the following. The Rebbe, Rabbein Azokin, our Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe, hotun zuz gelernt, he taught us, as der Aleph von Chassidus, the Aleph of Chassidus, the starting point of Chassidus, is uis zu nitzen di tivis in Aveda, to utilize the natural inclinations in the service of Hashem. Un reishis Aveda, and the beginning of the Aveda, the starting point of Aveda, zol zayn, uis zu nitzen. You should utilize the innate nature of one's faculties. Vile Moshel, for example, the teva fun meach shalit al alev, the natural dominion of the mind over the heart. Now, Rav Meisha Meislish was from the average chassidim of the Alter Rebbe. He was a very educated man, and he was a very successful businessman. And he served as a spy in the headquarters of Napoleon's army on behalf of the Russian government. He was planted by the Alter Rebbe. So this is from a letter that the Friedrich Rebbe wrote to a chassid who was complaining that he was always worked up. He was nervous and worried and concerned in business. What's going to happen the next day? And it affects his health. So the Rebbe responds, the first thing is that a healthy mind has to calm the heart. As the Alter Rebbe says, that the mind rules over the heart by nature. This is just the nature of things. When the heart gets emotional and passionate, and the heart starts pumping, racing, the mind comes and calms it down. And this particularly is the benefit of one of the disadvantages of the cold mind. Being cold in holiness is a disadvantage. Godliness is to be passionate. God is fire, and you have to be passionate about godliness. Klipa, on the other hand, is cold, like Amalek. Asher korcho baderech, he cools you off. So the cold mind is a disadvantage. But this disadvantage turns out to be a benefit, that it also takes control of the racing heart, the nervous heart. Reb Meisha Meislish was from the average students of the Alter Rebbe, and he related to Reb Isaac Homler. He says, the Aleph of Chassidus, the starting point of Chassidus that the Alter Rebbe taught us, saved my life in a literal sense. The Alter Rebbe taught us that the Aleph of Chassidus is to utilize the natural faculties and implement them in the service of Hashem. For example, the natural instinct that the mind controls the heart. So I train myself to utilize my natural faculties in the service of Hashem. And this saved my life. During the war with Napoleon, I was planted by the Alter Rebbe as a spy in the headquarters of the French army. And because I was very fluent in many languages, I knew German, Russian, Polish, and French, the Alter Rebbe asked me to spy for the Russian government. And I managed my way in, and I saved the Russians from a lot of problems with the information that I passed on. It happened once during such a meeting in the war room where the highest echelons of the French army were sitting there strategizing the next step of the war, and suddenly someone burst into the room and everybody was shocked. The guard almost shot him, and then they realized it was Napoleon himself. He was screaming and shouting, and he looks at me and he says, "Who is this? This is a stranger. He is a spy for Russia." And immediately he put his hand on my heart to feel how fast my heart was racing as I was caught red-handed. And this Aleph of Chassidus, that my mind took control of my heart, saved my life. In a very cool, calm manner, I explained to Napoleon that I am fluent in many languages and I was hired to be a translator. This is how the healthy mind took control of the heart. And this is what a Jew has to know when you get nervous. Let your mind take control. And obviously have trust in Hashem that He will take care of all your problems.